about a week ago. It is a two-disc or 3LP rock opera. The trend of Patrick Stickles and Tritus Andronicus and their over-the-top ambition continues. Took a little bit of a break with their last album, Local Business, which was at times great, but lacking that craziness, that crazy ambition that they have. It is back in full force. A five-act rock opera. Even though, you know, it's a bit whiny. It's a bit, you know, as if you're a disgruntled teenager. I have to say, I love the band and everything they do. And this album, to me, is absolutely terrific. We're going to hear the opening from Act 1, Set Aside or Miserable and Water Buried. That's what the act is called. The song is called No Future Part 4, No Future Triumphant. Not just because it's new and because I'm enjoying it. Also, a brief mention of Patrick Stickles in the interview I did with Metz, which will be coming up in about, I'd say, 10 to 15 minutes. So stay tuned. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. And this is some new Tritus Andronicus. Who doesn't hate to be awake sometimes? Titus Andronicus, the new album, rock opera, The Most Lamentable Tragedy. You know, it's actually something else. It really is. Health Problems is a band from Seattle. They're playing at the Hindenburg on Wednesday, along with some great bands, Peace and 213, Group Vision, and Freak Heat Waves. It's going to be a terrific show. This is the band that I was unaware of going in, and so we're going to hear a song called No Coffee Day off of their latest release called Winners. And again, in the near future, you will hear the interview I did with Metz.
Thank you. Post Sound, Proto Vibrations, Deep Clamor, Free Resonance, Primal Buzz, and Ecstatic Dissonance. With Victoria's Free Heat Waves, Seattle's Health Problems, plus local favorites Peace and N213's Group Vision.
Wednesday, August 12th at the Hindenburg, presented by Hockey Dad Records and CITR.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
Still tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Andy Resto, and this program is called The Burrow, on every Monday from 3 until 4 o'clock. You heard Health Problems before the break. Sounds great. A record called Winners that they put up. They are from Seattle and are going to be playing at the Hindenburg. And it turns out it's a CITR-sponsored show. That's just... everything just works out fine sometimes. Freak Heat Waves will be there. Peace will be there. And N213 Group Vision will be there. And it will be very good. But now to what I've been intending to do this week. Mets, band from Toronto. Their new album is called Mets 2. They are on Sub Pop Records. They have been making for the last few years some waves in hard rock music, I guess. I'm going to play an old track of theirs, a single that came out in 2012, I believe, called Dirty Shirt. And then I'm going to jump into an interview that I did with the three members of Mets at the Rickshaw last Monday night. And I'm going to say... for various reasons, had to do it with my iPhone, had to record the interview with my iPhone. It'll probably come through, as usual, with some of the recorded interviews I do, quiet. I think they come through all right. One problem is that near the end of the interview, there a sound check starts in the background. And so it's something I tried to get around and fix, but it might be a little bit bothersome. That's near the end of the interview. Other than that, should be all right. Hope you all enjoy it. This is Dirty Shirt by Mets, and following that is an interview from the past, a week ago, that I did with the band. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM.
into the Borough on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm here at the Rickshaw Theater with two-thirds of the Toronto rock and roll band Metz. How are you guys doing?
Real good. Sweaty?
Yeah, it's hot in here. It's very hot.
It's hot everywhere. You guys just want to briefly introduce yourselves, tell us who you are, and who Metz is, if anyone needs to know.
I'm Chris.
I'm Alex. I play guitar and sing. Chris plays bass.
I play bass. And
Hayden's not here. He plays drums.
We're from Toronto, and we're a rock and roll band called Metz.
That's good. So you guys have traversed the great Canadian landscape come here this week. And how has that gone? Have you seen wonders, the wonders of the Canadian landscape?
Yeah. I mean, yesterday we saw two elk and a bear, and I think that crossing Canada, getting to see that much wildlife just in one day alone is a pretty solid feat.
Yeah, the Rockies is always an awesome drive. You know, some parts are more exciting than others, but it's been good. It's been fun. We've been on tour with Dilly Dally and Big Ups and two awesome bands that we like very much. So actually tonight's kind of the last one with Dilly Dally, so we're going to try to have a kickoff party kind of thing, goodbye party.
Great. We just inherited another member here.
We have the final piece. How are you doing? Just let me introduce yourself real quick.
Hi, I'm Hayden.
Plays drums.
I play drums. Yes.
Great. All right, so we got the full trio here. First of all, Chris, has anyone told you you ever look like John Hamm?
I've heard it a couple of times. Every time, sort of like, why do you say that? People are like, you should be flattered.
I'm not sure if I'm a huge John Hamm fan, but I mean, it's just the thing that comes to mind.
I never even watched Mad Men. Exactly.
It's a good show. Yeah. I'm a fan of that show.
That's what most people say.
Yeah. At least I know what to base my style on. Okay. How do I get an old-fashioned in this place, man? I wait for this place to open up.
So along the way here, have you guys had any good highlight shows, any weirdness that's happened that you can... that you can speak of on air?
It's been pretty tame. I mean, I think the other bands have had better things happen, better stories, like hilarious tour stories happen, but we try to keep, you know, the question marks to a minimum.
All right.
I think it's we've done it before, but it's... yeah, can you guys think of anything exciting?
I don't know. The most exciting thing that happened this tour so far for the three of us was just desperately trying to get you to Milwaukee to start the tour.
Oh, right.
You're like multiple flight cancellations. We ended up just calling in a friend to just be like, can you please just pick him up from the airport and drive him? It's not a terribly exciting story. We stayed in a haunted hotel, which was really awesome.
Oh, okay.
And I'm pretty sure it was haunted by the ghosts of like a bunch of gangsters.
In Milwaukee?
Yeah, it's
maybe like football fans.
It really seemed like it was like you would imagine Brat Pack or something like that. Or the Rat Pack. Brat Pack.
Is that a pop punk band or something?
it's like the dudes from The Outsiders.
Well, it's Bratmobile. We had a night in Fargo. This was my first time being there. I like that place a lot.
I won $80 at blackjack.
There you go, man.
Never really ever played that before.
Is that legal in Fargo?
They set a blackjack table in the bar, so.
Okay. All right.
Played some blackjack. He lost. I won. Everything's all leveled out.
All right.
I don't gamble.
Okay. Well, that's fair.
Sure thing.
I think it's the devil's dealings.
That's fair. All right. So I was thinking, have you guys driven most of the way here? Has that been on the tour? Have you driven most of the way?
Yeah.
On the road? Sorry. So a good time killer for me is always would you rather games and those kind of question games. So I came up with a random one. What would be weirder if you guys come out here and start your show and everybody in the crowd is dressed as steampunks? So kind of like Mad Max. S&M kind of deal.
Yeah.
Or everyone in the crowd is in kagumaris, I think that's how you pronounce it, which are full body animal suits, like fluffy animal costumes.
Ooh. What would I rather?
They'd both be
what
really
would be
strange.
Weirder, and what would you prefer? What
I think
would...
it would depend on the situation that happened leading up to the show. Like who I met, what I had, and what kind of mental state kid I was in by the time I hit the stage.
Yeah, both of it would be, for one, unwelcome, and two, surprising. Don't bring that kind of garbage our way, okay?
So you're looking for something else. All right.
I'm kidding. Go steampunk elsewhere.
All right, so to the music. Mets, have you had any run-ins with the baseball organization yet?
Run-ins? No, not at all. We played at Shea Stadium.
Here. Okay, that's great.
It's actually just a punk venue in New York.
Oh, that's the one. Okay, that's the one with the same name that I heard Patrick Stickles like works the door there, the guy from Titus and John.
One of the guitar players from Titus actually runs the place as well. Does there a lot of the time.
Right.
Great spot.
Yeah. Maybe in the future. It would mean big things if you ran into some problems with that. So you guys are signed to Sub Pop Records. With Sub Pop, there, and especially with the kind of music we play, there's already built-in history there with a lot of the things that they've put out. Has there been any sort of pressure that you guys have felt or that you've been told by, I don't know, anybody working that with the label?
No
problems at all.
They're very, very supportive and hands off, and they basically let you do whatever you want, and it's been really cool that way. We've, like the first record, we just made it and handed it in, and the second record we made it and handed it in, and that was it. And
no feedback.
There's nothing more to it. It's kind of they're lovely people, and they're good at what they do, and they're supportive of what we do. And I think that's what their whole thing is that it's just like they don't try to like change what you're doing. They're just like they got your back, and they support what it is you've already kind of carved out. So yeah, I think it's a pretty healthy relationship there.
Great. Cool. And do you welcome those kind of comparisons? Do you see yourselves as part of a sort of tradition, or do you have a certain direction that you want to go in that separates yourself from that?
We want to do our own thing. I don't really see it as part of a tradition at all. We like some of the bands that they've released, you know, that's for sure, but we're just happy to have a good home for it, and I don't think we have there's any pressure or expectations to, you know, toe the line or anything like that, or sound a special way, a certain way. So we just do whatever we feel like doing musically.
Great. And being from Toronto, so on this tour, Dilly Dally, also from Toronto, a lot of things that I've run into and interested in are things coming out on Buzz Records and that kind of thing. Are there other special bands or groups going on now that you guys want to mention or that you find exciting in Toronto now?
Yeah, Toronto's a great city for music and art and food and all that kind of stuff. There's a label called Telephone Explosion, which is a great label run by half of the members of a band called Teen Anger, which are great. They also put out a 7-inch by Lids, which is one of Alex's side projects with one of the guys from Holy Fuck and the drummer from the Constantines. They also put out a band called Soup Cans and Crosses.
We just did a bunch of shows with them. Were amazing.
Yeah. Weaves.
Pleasance Records doing cool stuff. Hand-drawn Dracula doing cool stuff. I mean, it's really, there's like an overwhelming amount of awesome music in Toronto.
Etiquette. It's a band called Etiquette, which is Graham Walsh, who's been part and parcel with a lot of the recording stuff we've done on both records. He and his wife do a band called Etiquette, which is really cool. There's no shortage of good stuff. You don't have to look for it.
suck.
It was the Soup Cans here on CITR 101.9 FM, the Borough. Soup Cans, a band on Telephone Explosion Records, based out of Toronto. If you have been tuned in, I've been playing an interview that I did with the band Metz from Toronto. We will get into the second half of the interview shortly. I just played a couple songs that they were chatting about there. The first one was Teen Anger, who half of that band runs the label Telephone Explosion. Soup Cans, one of the bands on that label. Also a single by this next band called Lids was put out on Telephone Explosion. Lids, a side project of Alex Edkins, is that his last name, of Metz. So we are going to hear the track from Lids called SARSFest, and then get back into the second half of my interview with Metz from the Rickshaw Theater. Stay tuned. Hope you are enjoying. You're listening to The Borough on CITR 101.9 FM.
Just when the cars are stopped.
has everything gone with Mets 2 and also, I guess, the album name? There's a lot of bands in the past have done this. The only one that comes to mind for me is Meat Puppets and Meat Puppets 2.
This is a good year for the number 2. There's a lot of bands.
So? Two. Yeah.
We were the first one.
Ever. There's always this a lot year. That do three. Three is always a big one as well. Seven has done that, a few other bands. Was there a particular reason for that? Do you think it was just kind of a growth out of the first album, so you wanted to keep it on the same path, or was it just something that happened?
Well, it was an evolution from the first record. I think we were aware of that. It wasn't a plan to do that, but I personally think it's a very different record, but we didn't... do a 180. We didn't start from scratch and try to reinvent what it was we had kind of created on the first one. We just tried to improve on it, and I think we managed to do that. As far as the name, we just love Zeppelin, and we love Meat Puppets, and it's boring, but to us, I think, is aesthetically, it's better than calling it, some long-winded piece
right.
of garbage poetry, It's like, that's the kind of people we are. We're kind of straight to the point. Mm. It's like, that's it. It's the record number 2. Get out of my face.
All the details were out there. They're on the page. So, what's your record all about? It's called 2. What do you think it's about?
It's so we don't have to answer questions about, like, the meaning of the name. Mm-hmm. If there's no meaning, that's it.
All right. Stripped down.
It's our second album.
Yeah. I was going to ask that. So your music seems to be have kind of a stripped down approach, or at least it's just at the root of what it is, and there isn't much fluff around it. That's something intentional, I'd assume, that you guys go for. But that comes naturally, at least.
Mm-hmm. Rock band.
Yeah,
rock.
I mean, it's not always... We're not going to continue to do just one thing, mm-hmm. but it's certainly what gets us excited is an economic, streamlined, in-your-face kind of rock and roll, and, that's what we have done as to this point. And I think there's moments on this record that push that forward and evolve on that and do different things. But it's what got us really motivated on the first album after doing a whole bunch of really quite convoluted experimental 7-inches that were just way more out there. And I think we got that out of our system and like really gravitated towards this really kind of streamlined approach of sharp, short, to-the-point songs.
Hmm. So if you were to describe a room that looks like the Mets sound and feels like the Mets sound, what would a person in that room be feeling like, and what would the atmosphere look like?
Really a strobe light and a triangular
light.
Room. Full of Jell-O.
With a shower on that every 15 minutes would shoot spikes, like rubber spikes out of the wall to hit you.
Wow, that was more than I was thinking. My idea was like one bed in the corner, not on a stand, just a mattress on the floor, kind of sweaty and hot,
yeah.
And smells a bit like ammonia.
Also, but not like this room. There's just no bed in this room.
Like this
you know what
room,
they call
yeah.
that? A jail cell. Yeah. But I like it. It works.
Even in jail, you get fed twice a day.
One day, maybe the music will pay for that.
One day, maybe we'll all go to jail.
Yeah. All right.
We're trying.
So are there... any immediate future plans for the band? Any side projects you three are working on your own that's going on right now, or is it mainly focused on?
Well, for one, for us right now, we've got new music in the can that we're planning to release as soon as we can, that we're really excited about. And, basically world tour. We're going to a bunch of places we've never been before that we're excited about, and just going to, play this record until we decide to stop and then go make another album.
Mm-hmm.
But, we don't have much time for other things,
So is that a European tour then that's coming up? Do you have
Europe,
one?
Europe, there's Japan, there's Australia, there's Asia.
Great.
Russia.
Russia. That's part of Europe, isn't it?
I don't know.
It's Eastern Europe. Yeah, it's Eastern Europe.
That's as far as Europe as we've ever been. Yeah, we want to do that. So, yeah, we have a lot of the world we're going to go see the end.
Australia nowadays has a scene that has a lot of music similar to the music you make, but I don't know if I'd classify your music as European. And so have you been there before, and are you expecting a particular...
Play over there more than we do in North America almost. Right. I guess we're mostly in the States and in Europe, but
yeah,
we've been over there tons of times, and it's been really cool.
Yeah,
really
good. Yeah. Reception's good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, it's very good.
Better than Canada.
Better than the West Coast.
Way better than Canada. Come on.
Well, how's Vancouver been treating you so far?
Vancouver is cool.
Vancouver's all right.
I like Vancouver.
Well, you haven't.
Favorite restaurants here. I was incredibly excited to wake up and go to it.
So. What's that?
A Peaceful Restaurant.
The one with the noodles, yeah.
Real good.
You guys, that was on TV. It was on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Oh, Guy Fieri,
yeah. He went there, yeah. So it's a big deal.
Never heard of him.
The food troll.
So you happen to come here on BC Day.
Calling you out, guy.
You happen to come here on BC Day.
Today's BC Day.
Yeah, you didn't know. I didn't know until today when I woke up.
Does that have any significance? My Google calendar.
Okay.
And I was like, delete it.
Well, that's kind of how I feel, to be honest. I was going to ask if it had any significance
at all.
Does
anyone know about that?
I wasn't aware until today, but then no places are open and no one was at work, so people must have been aware.
Yeah. You know, it's a holiday weekend across the country.
Oh, is it really? It won't be for BC Day.
So let's find out.
Maybe each
it's
province.
Alberta Day.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Manitoba Day. It's Saskatchewan Day. It's Ontario Day. I don't know. I don't even know. Let's have a look at the Google calendar, because I think I have like 7
it'll
different things.
It'll have all the answers for sure.
So let's see.
Okay.
Oh, so we have Civic Provincial Day, Heritage Day in Alberta, New Brunswick Day, and British Columbia Day. I'm sure. Natal Day?
Just make Canada Day again.
Oh, that's Prince
Edward. Yeah, it does Canada Day too. I don't know.
So yeah, every single province has a holiday today, so none of us are special.
Civic Pride Day. Anyway, that's great.
It's be cool. Yeah.
Are you having a barbecue?
No BBQ.
No,
not happening. having a Mets show, though, so that's exciting. Wrapping up here, is there anything in particular, if I were to fill out a radio show after this interview, any particular music or songs, could be anything, that you'd want me to finish the show with? I can maybe get a suggestion from each of you, if you had ideas.
I'd say Total Control, Expensive Dog for me.
I forget the name of the song, but the Void song I've been playing every day on that sample pad. It's about 10 seconds. It's a perfect way to end a day.
The one about Satan?
Probably.
That's
the Lubin Brothers.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, that's a different one.
Okay.
I'd
choose something off the new Lightning Bolt record, I think. Metal East record, so your choice.
All right. Great. And is there anything else you guys needed to say? Get off your chest?
Metal East is the song.
It's the record, too, though.
It's called Fantasy Empire.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Fantasy Empire.
It's a good one. Use that song, then.
Okay.
Metal East. Anything you guys want to get off your chest? Let's see. We got our tires switched on the U-Haul trailer.
Yeah.
Do you have anything you want to say to U-Haul?
It'd be nice if they would have some sort of follow through or do their jobs.
Yeah.
Fucking starving.
Whoa.
U-Haul. U-Haul's not an enemy.
Get your act together.
It's true. I read their stats today. A fleet of 10,000 vehicles across the country.
They send them towards you. That's pretty scary.
Fury Road.
this tour, we got issues with U-Haul. We have issues with Air Canada.
Yeah, it never ends.
Yeah.
I got an issue with Whole Foods.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't? To be honest. All right.
We don't have. Put it in context. Yeah, we don't have any real problems because right now we're at East Hastings, and when you walk out into the street, it's very sobering.
Put your life in perspective a little bit.
Yes.
it's good to be in a rock band, I guess. Yeah.
All
right.
Yeah. So those are all fake complaints, just to be completely
but irksome things.
I have a problem with Whole Foods. You got the joke, right? I hope you got the joke. It was a joke.
We've got a new kid in town, the July-August issue of Discorder, with features on Morning Coup, Ramsey, Woolworm, Whitney Kay, Adrian Teacher, and more. Art projects, comedy coverage, live music, and album reviews. This month's Discorder is packing. Pick it up around town at a local venue or record store near you. And a special thanks to this issue's advertisers, Shindig, Victory Square, Queer Arts Festival, Audiopile, The Rio Theater, The Rickshaw Theater, Vinyl Records, Vivo Media Arts, Ponderosa, Fringe Festival, Volunteer Media, Catsolano, Rifflandia, Live Band, and AMS Events. Farewell, and stay hyper, Space Cowboy.
Dreadful sacrifice.
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human, your weekly guide to all that is new, weird and wonderful in the world of electronic music. So please join me, Gareth Moses, for electronic music old and new, inane comments and the occasional sacrifice. More Than Human on CITR.
This program is called The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM, Mondays 3 to 4 p.m. Before that break, we heard the conclusion of an interview that I did with the Toronto punk rock trio Metz, who were in town at the Rickshaw Theater. So thank you to those guys for taking the time to stand around and chat idly with me. And then we heard a song by Total Control off of their record from 2014 called Typical System. It's a favorite around here at the station. And personally, personal favorite from last year. And the track was Expensive Dog. To close things out, we're going to hear another big record from earlier this year. Came out on Thrill Jockey, Lightning Bolt's Fantasy Empire. Alex from the band requested this track, The Metal East. So we're going to hear that. It's the opening track to the record. And if there's any time left, I might throw in some Meat Puppets. We chatted about their album title, Metz 2, and I really only asked about that because the Meat Puppets were in my head. Meat Puppets 2, one of my all-time favorites. So I think I'll close things out with Lost from that record. Thank you all for listening this week. Next week, don't really have anything planned. It might just be me next week. However, if you were paying attention to those advertisements, you heard about Discorder from this month. Morning Coup is the cover lady for Discorder this month, and she played live here at CITR last Thursday. So if you wanted to hear that, you can check out the podcast of a show called Muzak for the Observant. It's on Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m. And this Thursday, there'll be another live set from Colin Cowan of Colin Cowan and the Elastic Stars. And we have plenty of other live in studios lined up for the rest of August and heading into September, including Moths and Locusts from Nanaimo, Failing, Swim Team. Hopefully I'm going to get all of them in by the end of August. So stay tuned for all of that great programming. Alrighty. Again, thank you all for listening. This has been The Burrow on CITR 1.9. This next song is called The Metal East by Lightning Bolt, and I'll wrap things up with Lost by the Meat Puppets.